It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Shelley Wright. She's the director of the Children's Justice and Family Support Center. And we're going to talk about, you know, for they do great things out there, and they always do one thing every year when school starts, and it's all about back to school. And it's getting to be that time of year, whether the kids want to believe it or not. So, Shelley, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you today, Dave?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for coming out and chatting with us today. For those that may not know, take a little time and share with them what you guys do out there at the Children's Justice and Family Support Center.
Yes. Dave, at the Family Support and Children's Justice Center, we focus on a couple of things. One is strengthening families and preventing child abuse and neglect. And we strengthen families by providing respite care services in times of need, supporting parents when they're at their worst and they need to pick themselves back up and they need help with child care. We support families if they have medical appointments and doctor appointments, therapy appointments, court. We provide that free child care for those situations. We also provide that much needed break for when parents are feeling overwhelmed or overly stressed. And then we also coordinate child abuse investigations, and we do that through a multidisciplinary team approach where several agencies are brought together to coordinate child abuse investigation and to help families heal from the effects of child abuse. So, we do a lot of prevention work in our community and a lot of treatment for child abuse in our community.
Okay, and you guys are out there on Fairgrounds Road, and it's always good if you need the help. You guys are there for that.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about, you had an event that was not too long ago, and you said it was pretty successful. In fact, more successful than you thought it was going to be. And that was your kite flying event. So let's talk about that for just a minute.
Yes, for sure. This would have been our fourth time hosting this event. We did this event along with all the other family support centers across the state. And generally speaking, we're lucky to get five families to attend. I don't know how many families totally attend, but we cooked 60 hot dogs, 60 hamburgers, and had to buy more. And we were really busy. We even had people who are barely moving to the community, and they saw the event or heard it on the radio, and they came out. And so it was really, really successful just to see some new families and just to see the family spending time together. And there was so many dads out there.
And one of those things, too, that I got to ask is, did the wind cooperate that day?
Oh, boy, did the wind cooperate ever. We had kites flying all over the place, and we had paper plates and napkins and tablecloths.
So the wind heard you were having an event.
Yes, it did.
And it showed up. All right. Hey, you know what? Not to be outdone by that, you guys always do great things wrapped around, you know, going back to school and international days. And this year, it's no different. You guys are going to be at Kids Day. So let's talk about the kind of things you're going to offer at Kids Day for international days.
Yes. Every year, we do some sort of game. Whether it's the sucker pool or Smarty Draw, I don't know if we're going to do something different yet this year, but we are going to do some more games, and we have some great prizes to hand out. We have Frisbees, we have bracelets, and always, of course, our stuffed animals, because we are known for the teddy bear and the stuffed animals at the center, so we'll be giving those away for free as well, and just information about the center. So we welcome the families to stop by our booth, or our table, I guess, at the Kids Day and come talk to us and hear all about what we have to offer.
And so get out and have fun while you can, because whether you want to admit it or not, school is right around the corner.
That's for sure.
And that's another great event that you guys always do every year. And I'm going to let you talk about your back to school event that you guys do.
Yes, for sure. But I got to tell you first, Dave, we would not be able to put this event together if it was not for the people in this community, the agencies, the businesses, the volunteers. We could not do it without this community. But this year, we're going to have it at the event center again like we did last year. It will be, we're still going to schedule some families in, but it won't be as restricted as we had last year. It will be held August 10th through the 12th at the event center. We ask that families please call 435 435- 636-3736. That'll take you to our office assistant, and she'll put you on our schedule. And we will be having our backpacks again, clothes, shoe vouchers. Last year we didn't get the shoe vouchers out, but we will have them this year.
Okay, and those backpacks usually try and put some type of school supplies and things in there.
Yes.
Do you have plenty of those, or are you looking for, you know, donations as far as that goes as well?
Yes, we are looking for donations. We're looking for, you know, backpacks, new school supplies, preferably new backpacks, new socks, new underclothes for kids, shoes, anything that you can provide for our families in need.
Okay, so you know what? You're going to be out and you're going to be buying school supplies anyway.
Yes.
Just grab an extra thing of pencils, grab an extra notebook, glue sticks, those kinds of things, and load up and take them out there because they can sure use them.
Absolutely.
And it gets to where it needs to go.
Definitely.
All right, once again, we're speaking with Shelley Wright, the director of the Children's Justice Center and Family Support Center. Let's give them the information one more time if they want to call and register an appointment to go through the back-to-school backpack giveaway and those kinds of things.
Yes, you're going to call 435-636-3736. You'll be talking to our office assistant, Jamie, and you'll schedule your appointment with her.
All right. Shelley, thank you so much for coming out today. We really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com. And listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.